technology's great. It's given the world kidney dialysis machines, iPods, and the Remington Fuzzaway. But what would happen if that technology fell into the wrong hands? A Fuzzaway of mass destruction might be just the tip of the iceberg.
What's the difference between a woman with PMS and a terrorist? You can always negotiate with a terrorist. No, George!
Oh, come on, Condi. Everyone knows you should open the speech with a gag, and that's pure comedy gold.
You're giving a speech to an international women's conference.
You're right. That joke is totally inappropriate. You should never negotiate with terrorists. Maybe I should do the one about why guns are better than women. Because you can fit a silencer to a gun.
George!
Hello? Ooh, I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Oh, hi, Tony.
Wow! How'd you get inside that little box, Tony?
This is a video conference, George. As I've explained about 1,000 times before, he isn't literally inside the TV. He's in England, and his image is being beamed live down the TV cable.
Yeah, right. Do I look like I was born yesterday?
No, you just act like it sometimes.
Guys, focus! Is it true that you've located Osama bin Laden?
Sure have, sugar. He's hiding out in Saudi Arabia.
In a cave?
No, in one of his family's palaces. It's so big, they don't even know he's there.
We're gonna send in a team to take him down.
Oh, brilliant! It's just like that bit in Patriot Games where they wipe out a terrorist cell via satellite. So, who are you sending in? Marines? CIA Ghost Squad? Navy SEALs?
No.
We are in position. Over.
Okay, Arnie. Get ready to go.
But I just want to say, I'm not happy with the psyche you provided for me. I needed someone alluring with womanly wiles to keep the guards occupied.
Listen, pal. Not even Jamie Lee Curtis could look alluring in this full-bodied burger.
Prescott, I thought you were getting me some chicken chow mein. What the hell are you doing in Saudi Arabia?
It's not my fault, Tony. The CIA kidnapped me from the chinky, took me to a secret location, brainwashed me, trained me in the art of espionage, and parachuted me in.
But you only left half an hour ago.
I know. They work fast in the CIA.
Hang on! What about my bloody chow mein?
Oh, stuff your chow mein, Tony. This is important. Now, guys, remember, you've got to find out what Osama's up to and neutralize it.
By which he means blow the shit out of it.
They know that.
I didn't. I had to look it up in the diction thingy. You know that big book.
Okay, guys, let's get going with Operation Bomb the Bastards.
My bushy will whack.
Okay, Fendi. You distract the guards. I'll slip past them to the basement. We'll keep in contact through wire pieces.
Right.
And remember, be sexy. Show off your titties.
How can I? I'm boiling in these bloody robes. I've got sweat dripping down the inside of my legs.
Ah, Jesus.
Still, thankful for small mercies. At least I'm not checking.
Just go.
You see, Ahmed, one man can change the world. It's like Manchester United. They haven't been the same since David Beckham left.
So, you're saying that Osama is like David Beckham?
Yes, but with a sweeter left foot.
All right, lads.
Hey, baby.
Have you come from paradise?
No, hole. It's near Grimsby.
I bet under all those robes you're one sexy chick.
Yeah. And I want to show you a good time.
You got a sweet ass.
Oi!
And nice.
Get your hands off.
And such a husky voice. Have you ever worked for a sex chat line?
Okay, Faddy. I'm through to the basement. Just keep them busy until I can set the bombs.
Right, so what do you lads do for entertainment?
We watch sexy chicks take off all their clothes and pole dance. So, what's under your burqa?
Bollocks.
Whack my bush.
Okay, guys. I'm in a secret laboratory. Over.
Great. Try to steal some of the stuff they're making.
There's lots of bottles of green liquid.
Mint julep, my favorite.
It's not mint julep, George.
The bottle says secret nanobot serum.
Nano what?
Nanobot. They're microscopic robots which can be used to repair the inside of your body. But what would Osama want with that?
Shit! Someone's coming! I got to hide!
So, the nanobot serum is ready to go?
Art, we cloned you and miniaturized your DNA to create millions of tiny nanobot Osama bin Ladens.
Arnie, that sounds like the former banjo player from the Wurzels. What's he wearing?
Agricultural overalls and a felt hat with straw in it.
My God, He is a Wurzel.
What the fuck's a Wurzel?
They're a British folk rock combo started in the 1960s, but had most of their successes in the 1970s with hits including I Am a Cider Drinker.
Condi, are you a secret Wurzel fan?
Hey, the musical arrangements on Combine Harvester are groundbreaking.
Shh! Listen.
Soon my nanobot clones, mixed with ordinary flu virus, will infect the whole world with me and my radical terrorist franchises. We'll spread quicker than Starbucks.
And soft anchor butter.
Cloned nanobot Bin Ladens? Well, that's all we bloody need. Can Arnie stop them? Can Prescott put on a convincing pole dance? And will the Wurzels ever release an album as good as Don't Tell I Tell E? Find out in the next Zoider Drinking episode of...
Whack My Bush.
If show enjoy you did, then go to whackmybush.com and donate you will. Easy it is. If you don't, then force I'll use.